large weekend.
It's the weekend update.
That's right. Of course, it kicks off this afternoon. Hank FM Hometown Handshake Tour coming to Theville, Stephenville, and the Chicken Express. We meet up with you starting at 4 and going until 6, 7. Out there at the Chicken Express on Washington. And first 50 of you, instantly, we're just going to hook you up with that delectable sweet tea or unsweet tea, if you prefer.
I like the unsweetened tea. Are you going to do the full dad thing with your jorts and then go up to people and say, put her there, and kind of do like the half bro hug?
What's wrong with that?
Nothing. I'm just asking.
I don't already maybe do that. But yeah, I'll see you out there today in the Ville. Come on, Stephenville. Starting at 4 o'clock today for a Friday Hank FM Hometown Handshake Tour Chicken Express. And then you have red carpets to attend Texas Country Music Awards this weekend.
Oh, that's right. We've got all the things. We've got your tickets to Billy Bob's. We've got Tannehill's. We've got live music all day long. It is going to be a phenomenal event out at the Stockyards. I'm very excited to be part of it.
And we are up for...
Well, you know what? I'm going to ask to talk to Mr. Award while I'm there.
Okay.
And his supervisor,
right.
Mrs. Tex Country.
Okay.
And maybe do some lobbying.
Cool.
Well, I'm going to make an impression.
Well, that goes down in the Stockyards, Billy Bob's, and also on the stage this weekend, Giovanni, the Hired Guns tonight. Our buddy Easton Corbin on the stage tomorrow night. Always puts on a good show. Elsewhere, musically, you got Maroon 5 at the AAC on the Dallas side tonight.
Ooh.
So, Levine's in the area. You've got Veterans Day on Tuesday, but there are some weekend events to celebrate it, specifically in Weatherford, and this goes actually down tomorrow, the American Legion Parade. This is the first time they've done this. It begins at 10 o'clock at the 9th Grade Center and ends at the Parker County Courthouse. So the American Legion Veterans Day Parade, that'll be tomorrow morning. There's going to be police involved with all that, food trucks and stuff like that. So downtown Weatherford is really the epicenter for that from about 10 to 3.
I mean, I don't know this, but if I was to say, if you are missing cruise night, I think a few of our cruisers are going to be out there this weekend as part of that.
Very, very cool.
You get a parade, they're in it.
Also going on, it was just announced their, holiday fundraiser time for everybody. This is on the Dallas side, Stella Jet Brands, who makes jets. They do a fundraiser every year, Doing Good in Dallas, Holiday Ball. It's going to be December 2nd.
Okay.
It's a Tuesday. Benefits, toy drive, et cetera, et cetera. And it will be hosted by Charlie Sheen.
What?
I can try to get tickets to that.
Oh, my God. I mean, just to see it, for crying out loud.
Elsewhere, you got the Cowtown, birthplace of Western Swing Festival. That goes down starting actually yesterday through the weekend, just various places, but also there in the Stockyards. You got Pioneer Days this weekend, Chisholm Trail Museum, the Billy the Kid Film Festival down there, Heiko. And we got all sorts of... Well, it was a big night for sports last night,
too.
That's
right. I've been working on my report.
Alito just dumped Denton to finish the regular season and move on to the postseason, which will begin very shortly.
And was this the one that everyone said, oh, it's going to be a tough game. It's going to be a good one. I think the final score was 49-0.
It was, they did well.
Okay.
Our Bearcats did well.
They did. Yeah, that's what they do. They do football
well. Elsewhere in the professional ranks, Cowboys are on a bye week. Boy, that, goodness gracious, things are over there at the Star after that. What a story this week. You got details on that coming up.
Yes, sir.
A&M continues to roll. SMU tries to. And then the big one's going to be BYU in Lubbock at Texas Tech. Number seven, Red Raiders. Number 8, BYU. It's probably going to decide the conference. This could decide a lot of things. And College Game Day will be there from ESPN.
Oh, that's going to be fancy. But they play on the field. They don't play in the conference room. Even though that's for the conference.
That is
okay,
right.
All right.
So that will be... And they've actually told all Red Raiders, if you throw a tortilla, you will be ejected. Yeah. We got the weigh-in down here in Sundance Square.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a fight, like a sanctioned one, at Dickey's Arena for the Super Welterweight Championship. So the Ortiz versus Lubin weigh-in. I guess that's why the streets are closed around here and all that stuff.
Well, yeah, okay. I mean, they were
that gets going
all the cameras showed up yesterday.
O'clock. Yeah.
And the streets are still closed.
And then we've heard about the big dill down there in Arlington.
Yeah.
Evidently sold out, I guess. I don't know. Oddly, pickleball has nothing to do with that one right there. But as those take place, the pickleball championships over there in the Dallas side, what do you have going, you champion, before a birthday on Monday?
Well, you know, we're still kind of basking in the glow of the new water heater, which
who wouldn't?
May have taken all the birthday fun out of the budget. But I do keep getting pickleball invites on my social media feed, so I think you're a little bit contagious, so I may have to try that out.
Oh,
no, I will not be trying.
That's how it spreads.
Uh-huh.
That's how they get you.
And then I think the biggest invite I got, it's for the Euless Trinity High School reunion.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be happening at Topgolf.
That's amazing.
I know.
What year did you graduate?
I did not graduate from,
okay.
But I was invited, which
you
I think is
show
very
up.
Sweet. I know. And
let's see what happens.
It's the class of 05.
Okay.
Who are celebrating 20 years. And the fact that the class
out.
Of 05 is
checks out.
Celebrating 20 years, I think I'm just going to need a moment
okay.
for the entire weekend about that. So what about you? You're practicing, right?
Oh, gosh.
For
yes.
crying out loud.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's Stephenville today. It's fun time mm-hmm. in the Ville with the Hometown Handshake Tour. And then pretty quickly, the page will turn. Wheaties will be consumed. And whatever else you do to get ready to play pickleball for the first ever time against your future mother-in-law.
This is a trap. I gotta say.
Evidently. Oh, she knows what she's doing. That Patricia. Ain't no fooling her.
I'm a little more concerned about Cindy.
Yeah, cousin Cindy's
Cindy
the wild card.
Cindy is laying the trap.
Evidently, uh-huh. there is assistance scheduled to be on the show within the hour. 7:47.
Really?
Somebody, a pickleball expert or a pro or a... 7:47. Somebody going, try to help me.
Shocked they have time for this. Those championships are going on as we speak.
Oh, like Charlie Sheen.
In the middle of another can't-miss morning, KB and Heather Lee.